Dairy Group A2 Milk has released a bumper set of half-year results today, which are being celebrated by investors at this stage, as A2 Milk shares are up by more than 20%. So revenue was up around 70%, better than expected. Underlying profit more than doubled, and net profit almost tripled to about $98.5 million. The big driver continues to be strong demand for infant formula in both its core market, Australia and New Zealand, but also China, and that is certainly continuing. So revenue growth from infant formula accounted basically for about 78% of the company's total revenue. Fresh milk sales, on the other hand, the milk you might find in a supermarket or corner store, accounts for about 16% of sales at this stage. So fresh milk sales have been quite steady since 2015, and all of the growth has come from infant formula, and that's likely not to change anytime soon. In fact, A2 Milk said it now has about a 5.5% market share of infant formula consumption in China at this stage. Now, over the half, it has also expanded its fresh milk distribution in the United States and also the United Kingdom. But from an earnings perspective, both businesses are still losing money at this stage. And that's because they're focusing on building brand awareness in those markets. Now, it finds itself in a solid financial position. They've got $240 million in cash, no debt. From a dividend perspective, though, they're not paying one, and they haven't yet. But they said they're considering an on-market share buyback and the implementation of a dividend policy as well. The company has also announced a new strategic partnership with dairy giant in New Zealand, Fonterra. This is for potential expansion in new priority markets. They already have a successful partnership with the New Zealand-based Synlait. That isn't changing. They're keeping that steady at this stage. Now, A2 Milk shares, as I've mentioned, have surged following this result. They're up 50% so far this calendar year, and they're more than tripled in 2017. And moving forward, they're continuing to test new markets, including Vietnam and also Singapore. They have also got a new chief executive, the former CEO of Jetstar, who'll be stepping in at some stage this year. And they do think that the second half growth is probably going to come under a bit of pressure. They'll still be growing, but it's going to be held back because of marketing expenses across their growing markets.